Kelly Joe Phelps once was a jazz guitarist, and he loved improvising. Then he discovered country blues. It connected him to the music he grew up with in the town of Sumner in Washington State. And he found in the blues an even stronger framework for improvisation. Kelly Joe Phelps is now a master of the lap slide guitar.
It's a Gibson, regular flat top, and I play it as though it were a dobro, you know, like in a bluegrass band. It's laying flat in my lap there, and I raise the strings up. You get the strings up off the fingerboard, and you can use a heavy piece of material for the slide, which in the end gives you a far richer tone than the bottleneck players. You know, they use a wine bottleneck or a hollow tube. It's not, there's not as much weight, and so the sound is much thinner.
Right.
And because it's laying in my lap and I'm not holding it up, it feels very free, you know, so I can sit down over it. And it's almost not a guitar at all. It's a piano and it's a drum and it's odd things.
Run your hand across the strings there. And so you use the piece of steel, the bar, right?
Yeah, the slide bar is where all of the notes come from. You know, instead of using my left hand fingers to fret, everything that comes out of the guitar is either going to be an open string, which is just these here, of course, or it's going to be produced using the slide.
You have the steel bar behind your second finger?
What I'm doing is holding the bar with the middle finger and the thumb.
Oh, I see.
One on either side. And then the index finger rides over the top of the bar and acts more as a guide and a weight balance. The other thing that you don't notice right off is and usually this is the most frustrating thing about playing slide guitar, certainly initially, is that you have to mute strings out along the way. If you don't mute out strings that you don't actually want sounding, the surface of the slide sets them vibrating, and then you get these extraneous notes and noises that you don't want.
How do you mute the string?
Well, that's what I do with my ring finger and my little finger. You hear almost like a double line that comes in. But if you keep one finger on the string, then it's just a note. You see?
Right. What is the tuning you have here?
I use an open D tuning.
So there's a certain sound that comes right out of that tuning, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, it is. It's right there, all ready to go.
You know, that sound, if you sit out on the porch and play, it's got to be, I think, an old song that comes to your mind.
Yeah. Somehow it doesn't matter what the song is. It has an old sound, really.
Tell us about Pretty Polly. How do you go about bringing that song from the tradition into your style?
Okay. Well, first, of course, I have to learn the song, you know, in its basic form. So that's usually the first step, of course, is
how do you do that?
By finding a recording, primarily, you know, and many songs, and that one is certainly an example of this. You can find 5, 6, 7 different recorded versions if you choose to, and again, in this case, you can find that many versions recorded before 1940. You know, if you want to go that far back, it's a very fun study. I mean, that's one of the funnest things, I think, about being a musician that deals with these traditional elements, you know. Anyway,
so you find the record.
So I find the record, and I learn the song, and then I start creating this sort of movie image in my head of what's happening with the story. You know, like in the case of Pretty Polly, it's a typical murder ballad. You know, just saying that alone, if anybody's familiar with it, they can tell you what happened. You know, one of the people spurned the other one and they decided to, you know, take care of it. So you know what's going to happen, but yet in the case of Pretty Polly, now you think of the lyrics and it paints this picture, and then you think, well, what was going on there? This is what I do anyway. You know, what was going on? Why did this happen potentially? And then when I go to play it, I am essentially trying to orchestrate the movie.
Are you actually seeing images in your head?
Yeah.
So you see Polly.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Well, in this case, Willie is the other guy. Actually, the only guy. It starts out with him talking either to himself or somebody. I used to be a rambler. I stayed around this town. I courted pretty Polly. No beauty has ever been found or some such, you know. And then he starts essentially calling out her name, you know. Oh, there she is over there. She's the one with the gold rings on her fingers. And you can see that, you know, the way the rings look on her hands. And she's got about mid-arm length brown hair. So then they go to see some things, but he won't tell her what they are. And then Pretty Polly starts to cry, and obviously because she's getting frightened by this guy and the situation she's in. You know, and as it turns out, he had decided before this day that he wasn't going to get her, and so he decided that he had to kill her, which, you know, is why it's a murder ballad.
So when the time comes to perform, mm-hmm. you simply start the movie in your head
and
play the song.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always been a rambler. I stayed around in town. Always been a rambler, I stayed around in town. And I courted Pretty Polly, beauty never found you, no. Polly, oh Polly, yonder she stands. Polly, Polly, yonder she stands. Gold rings on her fingers, lily white hands. Mm-hmm. Polly, Polly, go along with me. Polly, oh Polly, go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure for to see. So deep, little over mountains and valleys so deep. Until that last Pretty Polly, she began to weep. She began to weep. Oh Willie, oh Willie, spare me my. I can't go back, no, 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 I can't be your wife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Hey. It never be like Polly, Polly, that'll never be. Your reputation bring trouble to me, trouble to me. They walked two steps further, and what did they spy? Two steps further, and what did they spy? New dug grave with a spade lying by. And he plunged a knife into the breast, and the blood did flow. Plunged a knife into her breast, and her blood didn't flow.
grass all piling down in the ground didn't go.
I should report that you had your eyes closed when you were singing that song.
Yeah, I have to do that.
How was the movie that time?
I felt like I was watching the show.
Anything new happen?
Well, this time when it got to the point where she realized she was in serious trouble, she was very frightened, and he was very angry. And knew full well what he was doing and did it with a lot of venom.
And tomorrow night you'll play it differently and see something different?
Yeah. The lyric isn't going to change. What's going to change is my interpretation of it.
You might tend to make it more forgiving of Willie, for example.
Yeah. That's what I cherish about being a musician, is knowing that it's going to change on me constantly. I look forward to the surprise. I think that's the motivation for continuing, really.
Thank you for coming to talk and play.
Very welcome. It's nice to be here.
Kelly Joe Phelps, his most recent recording is Shine-Eyed Mr. Zen.